I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's been a month since the 7.8 magnitude earthquake killed over 50,000 people in Turkey and Syria. Currently, 1.5 million people are homeless, and damage costs continue to mount. Child Evangelism Fellowship has national staff in both Syria and Turkey. Lydia Kaiser with CEF shares just a couple of the messages they've gotten from their staff.
"I don't know how to keep my children safe," says one worker. "It's below freezing outside, so I'm afraid they will die from the cold. But if we go in, I'm afraid the walls will come down on us."
CEF is printing copies of their Do You Wonder Why booklet to distribute to kids. The booklet answers questions kids have in crisis and shares the gospel.
We are also assembling the Hope for Turkey and Syria backpacks, and just getting these supplies to people is a challenge.
Pray for Christ's comfort. And the city of Abbottabad, Pakistan, has gone from a breeding ground for terrorism to fertile ground for the gospel. Notorious terrorist Osama bin Laden hid in Abbottabad till he was killed in 2011. Mission Cry is handing out Bibles in the area and discipling new Christians in their G300 program. Through military language, G300 disciples learn to pursue Christ and live by God's word. Jason Wolford with Mission Cry says families are changing, including one unlikely family tree.
Osama bin Laden had four main wives, and we have had intel that one of those wives' grandsons received the word of God. We won't go any further in that. I'll let the listeners' minds run wild with that. We don't want to get too deep on it, but God's doing the unbelievable through this word of God and the discipleship program.
Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.